Mills Radio.
Welcome again to the magic world of radio, the world of wonder and imagination, the world not only of today, but of tomorrow. I'm Tom Bosley. We live on Earth, but beyond are the stars, and beyond the stars are infinite other universes. And we're not alone. And every so often, an alien wind blows in from another frontier to terrify us, because it is beyond our understanding. Our adventure story, The Other World, was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Ian Martin and stars Jada Roland. I'll be back shortly.
The trick's on you, huh?
This is a let's suppose story. Let's suppose we have enough imagination not to be like our fathers and mothers. I mean, they tend to brush off the talk of other worlds. But the 20th century is catching up with them, and all of us. From here on in, anything is possible. So let's suppose you're Jenny Blake, not quite 16. Can you imagine this happening to you?
Hi, JJ.
Jenny. What are you doing in here? How'd you get past security into headquarters?
Easy, once you know the ropes. Where's my father?
Oh, up in Magna Control. Does he know you're wandering about in a security area?
Of course not. Who does?
You shouldn't be fooling around, Jenny.
Oh, don't worry about me. Nobody does.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
If my dad is smart enough to dream up this whole top-secret magic house here at the North Pole, don't you think his daughter is smart enough to figure out how to get past all the electronic surveillance?
Well, what are you telling me? You have a special gadget that offsets all the safety beams, or a secret magnetic field that makes you invisible?
You're cute.
That's an answer?
That's a comment. You want an answer. I'm 15, going on 16... and I'm just small enough to duck under all the seeing eye beams.
You're not kidding me, Jenny. You have some secret charm going for you.
It's about time you started to recognize it.
Will you quit it?
Oh, I just have to keep on needling you. So you'll remember to wait for me to grow up and be old enough for you. What's new on the scanner?
Well, nothing, thank the Lord.
What about out there? The other world.
No, we don't have to worry about them, thanks to your father. No way they can get through to us now that we've plugged the hole in the donut.
Well, Alex, what report?
They've closed off our one chance to conquer them, but I'll find a way.
We must. Our star is dying. We must have their planet to live, or we die too.
Why can we never solve our problem? Why do we have to absorb more moisture than any star can provide for long?
We do. By wandering to new worlds, so the planet called Earth must be ours if we are to survive.
What do you mean? Plug the hole in the donut, JJ?
Forget it. Right now, what's more important is how did you get into this complex without top secret clearance?
Easy. Daddy set it up.
He did? Why?
That's my business.
Okay. Okay, supposing I buy your story. Now, where's your security badge?
Right here.
Let me see. Okay, so far. But you're supposed to wear this where it can be seen.
I know. I just ducked it before I came through the door to put you on a little.
Well, it isn't funny. The lives of everyone on this planet depend on what's going on here. Now, where's your radiation shield?
In my shirt pocket.
Have you switched it on?
No. Well, I thought as long as I wasn't in the red area...
Now, you listen to me. Every minute you're in this complex of buildings, I don't care how it's coded, yellow, green, blue, red, you keep that shield on. I repeat, the lives of everyone depend on it. I don't care how many precautions are taken. We can't stop every minute to check what's floating around.
All right, J.J., I'm sorry.
I don't want you to be sorry, Jenny. I want you to be safe.
J.J.? Professor Blake asked me to hello. Hello, Miss Blake.
Hello, Sergeant Brown.
General Blake sent me out to tell you that Jenny was on her way in.
A little late.
So I see. We had a slight emergency. Everything's on target again.
Can I go in and see my father now?
Your father asked if you'd wait for him in his standby quarters.
Where's that?
That's the door at the end of the hall.
Is it open?
Professor Blake told me to open it.
I think I'd prefer to let myself in.
No, you can't. I'll come with you. It's a combination lock.
Oh, I'd appreciate that. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd still like to know what plugging the hole in the donut means.
I'm afraid that's something you'll have to ask your father, youngster.
Youngster? Oh.
That little girl has a crush on you.
She's got better sense than you have, Trish.
Oh, let's not go into that again. I get enough from Jenny. She hates me because she thinks I cut her out with you.
I wish it was true. If you think Jenny has a hate on you now, can you imagine what it would be like if she knew about you and her father?
Hi, Duchess. Sorry I was so long.
Hello, Daddy.
No salute for the general? Or am I still in the doghouse?
Oh, Daddy. There's your salute.
Thank you. No smile to go with it?
Oh, let's not get icky. What does it mean, plugging a hole in the donut?
Where'd you pick up that phrase?
Oh, around. What does it mean?
I want to know who said it to you.
I'm not going to tell, so don't try to push me. Why not try leveling with me instead of shutting me out?
I'm not shutting you out. It's top secret.
From me?
From anyone. Except the very few who do know what it means.
And I can't be one of them. What are you afraid of?
Let's put it this way. It's something I don't want you to know because just having the knowledge could be dangerous to you.
Did Mom know?
Yes. She knew. Or at least what I was trying to do. Too late for her.
Well, if Mom knew, why can't I? Am I too young for state secrets?
It isn't that, Jenny.
Well, then what? You let me into the House of Mystery, then I only get so far, and whammo, I'm shut out again. Just the way you've shut me out ever since Mom died.
Jenny, listen to me.
Well, maybe I'd listen if you'd level with me for once.
I try, believe me, I try.
Sure, by shipping me off to all those tacky boarding schools. And then when I keep busting out, the best you can do is drag me up here halfway to the North Pole.
I wanted you to be with me.
Well, that's all I wanted. But I never, ever am.
That's why I tried to bring you right into the complex here.
Being with a person isn't just being where he is. It's sharing. Being what's left of our family.
I can't share what I'm doing here, Jenny. It really isn't mine to share. But I can have you living in the same quarters with me again, and when I have time off, we can be together.
Oh, well, what do I do the rest of the time?
Well, there's school and...
Oh, stop treating me like a child.
What are you?
Will you wake up, Daddy, and stop living 5 years ago when Mom died? I'm almost 16.
So grown up. Are you all that anxious to join the rest of us who wish with all our hearts the world had just stopped spinning then and never gotten to where it is now?
What do you mean?
I mean...
This is Red Alert 3. Red Alert 3. Attention, General Blake. Soul, attention, General Blake. Will he report to the control center immediately? Confirmation C15813H. This is Patricia Brown. Please signify.
Sorry, Jenny. I've got this short.
Patricia Brown. Big deal.
Don't be that way, Duchess. What is it, Trish?
Scramble 5, sir. Enemy in contact.
I'll be right in. Gotta go, Jenny.
Daddy, you never have any time for me.
The whole horror is if we can't stop it, none of us will have time for anything. We can't just let the other world take over.
They would call it
How?
It may not be completely sealed.
Are we ready to take advantage of it?
8 interplanetary centrifuge airships are hovering, waiting for the word.
They are manned?
These must be.
How many of us will we lose?
A handful when they crash. But what they carry can wipe out the alien Earthlings and make the planet a fit home for us.
Excellent. Then order them to attack.
Not yet. We have a limited amount of germs. None can be wasted if we are to clear the Earth planet. We must be sure the field of radiation is weak and narrow enough for us to break through.
When will we know that?
When our first ship fails to get through. It might have been so easy.
What does that mean?
We waited too long. They laughed at us and called us UFOs.
UFO?
In their terms, unidentified flying objects. We fill their skies, but they do not believe we are real. The few of our spinning circles that crashed, disintegrated, and became part of their landscape as we planned. So gradually, without problem, we could release the quiet death.
We have no time for that anymore.
I know. That is why the attack is poised and ready.
Then, attack!
Gently, Master, gently. We must first be sure of success. Let us find out for certain what defenses the enemy has left against us. In this struggle, one civilization must die. Let us be sure it is their world, not ours.
So many planets ride the skies. How many of them are inhabited? And of those that are, or might be, how many of them are hostile to us? Those spinning circles, flat tops like a saucer that have been sighted everywhere. The so-called UFOs that dart elusively through our skies. Are they visitors from another world? I'll return shortly with that, too. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
On a blanket bed.
Returning to today's adventure story, let's keep our feet as near to the ground as we can on our own universe and with the guardians of it. A group like J.J. and Trish and General Josh Blake, who are profoundly troubled. And a teenager like Jenny, who figures them all too uptight. Is she right or wrong? Well, you're going to have to ride with her and get your eyes open to what's happening at this moment.
You think it's a serious attack, J.J.?
Maybe just a probe, Trish.
Why do they want to destroy us?
From all the readings we get, because they're desperate. Their planet can't sustain them anymore.
I just checked the scanners. Hi, Trish, J.J. What do you read out?
It's hard to lay down, sir. My guess is they're not up to task force size. They're just testing the barrier.
Oh, I wouldn't count on it. They just might figure a breakthrough.
All right. We're on Red Alert 3. Step it up to Red 2 and have all units stand by on war footing.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Trish, I'll want hour-by-hour reports, minute-by-minute if it comes down to that. We'd better contain them on this or we're down the drain.
Do you think this might be a full-scale attack, Josh?
Whatever a full-scale attack is, how would you describe it?
A world epidemic of disease. An attack of germs to destroy all of us and make the world ready for invasion by the other world?
You're right about everything except the invasion. By the time that happens, if their plan works, there would be nothing to invade.
Are we going to stand by and see that happen?
You can ask me that. They killed Jenny's mother in the second wave because we were still standing by. They wouldn't listen to us. The microbiologists who isolated the virus, and the physicists, and the engineers, like myself, They claim that the first epidemic was an accident of nature, not an invasion from outer space. The second wave shook the world and me. When I lost my wife, I promised her I'd try to save the world. At least for Jenny, if no one else.
Please, Josh, don't go back over it. Stepping up the Magna projector.
She's in phase three now.
Will that shut them out?
It has, up till now. We'll have to see. They must have found the way through the outer Van Allen radiation belt, which brings them too close for comfort. Let's hope the inner one and our patches hold.
Why did we have to patch it, Josh?
Because the Van Allen belts are like donuts.
I never quite understand. I try to do my homework. I know, for example, that there are two belts of radioactive material that Van Allen discovered. And I always thought they were like envelopes or layers of protective skin around the globe.
Well, they are, in a sense. But they're not skin. They're just pieces of atoms held together by magnetic fields. And over both the North and the South Pole, some negative magnetic force opens a hole in them.
That is what you developed the magnet projector for. To fill those holes.
The best scientific brains working together developed the Magna Projector. I was their leader.
The vision was yours. The final technique of maintaining the...
The adhesive tape, the patches. So far, we've made it stick on the South Pole. That's relatively stable. But the North, something else again.
Why?
The hole we're trying to keep plugged is constantly changing shape. That's why the radiation we throw out from the Magna projector has to be constantly monitored, sprayed, just almost like a hose. Because if just once, we nod and leave any parts uncovered, they can bombard us with the killer germs and wipe out all life on Earth. We've made contact with them. Come on, let's get into the control center.
Let me see. Why are our craft breaking off and retreating?
The ray. The death ray. Our ships cannot stand against it. The armor is too thin.
We can pass through the outer ring.
Not where it is radioactive. Only at each end of the axis, where the way is open.
But the inner ring is the same.
Not anymore. The death ray guards our way in.
Then we must build stronger armor for our ships.
No time.
Then must we shrivel and die?
No. The way must be opened. We must use the optical phaser.
How?
To probe through all their defenses and into the brain of the commander.
Who is their commander?
They call him General Joshua Blake.
And what will you do with his brain?
Possess it first. Train and computerize it from the central machine so it will print out whatever we feed in. Once we have used it to unlock the doorway for us, we will distract it and the rest of his people.
General Blake, sir.
Yes, Lieutenant Homer.
Wish to report enemy turned back. They lost four spacecraft, just disintegrated when the Magna projector beam struck them. It was a rout.
This time, J.J., this time, we'd better stay lucky.
You mean it goes on and on like this forever?
No. That's the one good thing. If we can hold them off long enough, they're the ones who'll be wiped out.
We'll attack?
We won't have to. You see, they may be a superior race in every other way, but they have an Achilles heel, too.
What's that, sir?
For all their vaunted brain power, they've never learned to adapt to their environment. Without water, they'll die of thirst.
Yes, sir, but how long will that take?
Sometime before they find a way to penetrate our defense armor, I hope. I think I'll go back to my quarters and have dinner with my daughter. Then I'll be back.
Why don't you get some rest, sir, you need it. J.J. and I will watch things and alert you if you're needed.
I might just take you up on that. What's today's code on the doors?
8574, sir.
Thanks. Eight, seven, five, four. Must have mixed the digits. I'll try again. 8, 5, 7, 4.
Oh, it's you, Daddy.
Did you open the door from the inside?
No. I heard someone at it, but it started open before I got here.
8, 5, 7, 4.
What?
Well, there's a different combination to open all doors inside the red area. We change it every day.
And that's today?
Well, you just forget it, young lady. It's top secret.
But I'll have to know to get around.
Now, you call J.J. or Trish Brown whenever you want to go anywhere. They'll handle it.
Supposing I want to go through the door at the other end of the hall.
You don't, Jenny. That's off limits.
It would be nice to know what's in there.
Just a lot of machinery. You wouldn't understand. Oh, boy, I'm so tired.
Sit down.
All right, I might close my eyes a moment or so. But don't let me drop off.
Just take it easy. Relax.
I hate to conk out on your first day here at Nemo.
What's Nemo mean?
North Emergency Magna Projector Outpost.
What's a magna projector?
Well, nothing for you to bother your pretty head about. I should be paying attention to you.
Don't you worry, Daddy. I can take care of myself. Daddy? Daddy? Asleep. 8, 5, 7, 4, huh? Okay, nobody wants to tell me anything. I'll just go find out for myself.
Did the beam cut through?
Yes.
Did you find the man?
Look for yourself on the screen.
He's asleep. Now you can get to him.
No.
What is it?
He has some kind of radiation shield about him. I cannot get through. Hold. The little one. There.
She is opening a door. Going through. The machine which makes the death ray is there. But what use could she be to us?
She is of his family. He would fight to the death to protect her. If we controlled her mind, we could control him.
Will she have a radiation shield, too?
We can find that out in a moment.
All I have to do is open this door, and I'll find out what they're trying to keep from me. 8, 5, 7, 4.
Oh, my head!
Red alert number one. Red alert one. Plan Alpha, daytime. 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 General Blake, will you confirm? Will you confirm?
What the Sand Hills going on, J.J.?
I don't know. General, you'd better get over here sooner to Control Center. Someone penetrated Omega Security. Now hear this. Now hear this. All emergency plans are go. This is daytime. Daytime. Daytime.
Over 2,000 years ago, a girl in Greek mythology opened the lid of a chest and let loose every plague which since has tormented the world. In our day and age, has Jenny opened a door to the same disaster? Since from outer space, ruthless enemies have broken through to take possession of her mind? I'll return shortly with the exciting Act 3. General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
Dapper?
Now let's see just where we are. The enemies of Earth have turned to a giant computer whose deadly photoelectric phaser beam will control a human brain if they can plant it there. A radiation screen protects all those in the Nemo complex. But headstrong Jenny has carelessly failed to turn her radiation shield on. And so the enemy from outer space has captured her mind. But not before Jenny has inadvertently set off Earth's full alarm system.
night guard. Double cover on all entrances. Special detail, follow me to control and... Jenny! What are you doing here?
I was just looking to see if... Who are you?
From now on, I am the voice of your mind.
I don't understand.
You will. Listen to me and do as I say.
Jenny, how did you get as far as the command post?
Daddy was asleep. So I wanted to explore. Can't we stop all the noise?
No, it isn't just noise. It's... here comes the general.
What is it, JJ? What's going on?
It looks like a false alarm, sir.
You sure?
Security flights are all in the air. All scanners have been checked. Satellites have picked up no threat of attack.
So what set off the alert?
Unauthorized personnel in critical area, General. Jenny, I'm afraid she, tripped the switches. I warned her about keeping her radar screen turned on, but she got into the Magna projector area without full electronic clearance.
Any damage to the systems?
Well, I don't think so, General.
Then scrub the alert. Immediate.
Yes, sir. This is command control to all units. We have had a false alert. I repeat, a false alert.
Come on, Jenny. We're going back home. Jenny... I can't tell you how furious I am at you. Now, I want you to sit right there while I make some staff calls. Whatever possessed you... Well, we'll talk later.
Whatever possessed you... But you know what meant, don't you?
I don't know who you are. What is it you want?
When the time is ripe, we will tell you.
All right, now, Jenny, let's you and me have a little talk.
There's nothing to talk about. I was just curious and lonely.
Wait a minute. Let me put the artillery away so I can sit with you more comfortably. Guns. The price I pay because they had to make me a general. I hate them. I'm a scientist.
Then why don't you just turn your back on it?
Because if I did, it'd be turning my back on your mother. And you. And the rest of the human race.
You know something, Daddy? I think ever since Mom died, you've been kind of off the tracks. Why don't you quit all this? Turn off your old secret machine or whatever it is, and you and me could go bicycling or jogging or play tennis, just like we used to when Mom was alive.
Jenny, I can't.
I'm asking you to put me first, just for once.
Be a traitor to my country? To my world? Would you ask me to do that?
Well, why not? If you really love me...
Jenny.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, I didn't mean any of it. I know you love me. That wasn't me speaking. That was...
Jenny. What is it? Jenny? Jenny! What happened, Alex?
Slight mishap, Coleus. I had to put the little Earthling to sleep for a while.
Why?
She is not so deeply programmed as I had thought. He will have to be monitored constantly.
We must move. They're dying. We must risk everything in one last attack. Program her to do what has to be done.
Jenny.
Jenny, very well. Now you must listen.
Yes.
You will come out of your trance. You will tell
Jenny coming out of it, Doctor?
Yes, Jenny. Jenny, can you hear me?
I hear you. Oh, who are you?
I'm a doctor, Jenny.
Oh, what happened?
It's all right, Jenny. Oh. You just fainted.
Oh, sorry, Daddy.
Oh, I don't care about that. How do you feel?
So tired. I didn't sleep at all last night. I'm just pooped, I guess.
Doctor, do you think that's all it is?
Well, I don't see any evidence of physical symptoms to worry about, but I think she ought to have a sedative. I'll dig something out of the bag and bring it in.
Thank you. Okay, Jenny. Want me to carry you, or do you want to walk?
Oh, no, I'd rather walk. As long as I have your arm to lean on.
Dr. Samish?
Yes, Sergeant?
You're holding something back. You don't think it was just fatigue.
What I think, Sergeant Brown, is that the child is out of my area. That child wasn't suffering from plain fatigue. The pupils of her eyes told me that, and her muscles before she woke up, rigid as boards. That was a catatonic trance.
I agree. Almost as though she'd been hypnotized.
Or possessed by some private demons.
Control room, Lieutenant Holman here. 24 hours check. Roger. No, all clear, yeah. No, we change combinations on all locks. Synchronized watches coming up 2359 right now. You read me.
Good.
Good. Change in 1 minute, Roger. Jenny, what do you want here?
Don't change the lock combination.
Are you kidding? I'd have my head handed to me if I didn't.
Stop.
What's the matter with you?
Hurry! Hurry! Now, Jenny! Go to the Magna Projector!
Jenny, what are you doing here?
I'm going through that door behind you.
What's the matter with you? Jenny, you're not yourself.
You can't stop me.
Of course I can.
Oh, no. I didn't mean...
Little fool!
Jenny, what happened to JJ? And Trish?
Keep away from me, Daddy.
Not the stun gun. It's empty. Use the real gun.
That's my gun. What are you doing with it, Jenny?
If you come any closer, I'll shoot.
You wouldn't kill me.
Don't make me.
What are you going to do?
Shut off that thing in there, the Magno Projector machine.
I can't let you do that.
Don't make me have to shoot you, Daddy, please.
I'll just have to take my chances on that for all our sake.
No, no, stay back.
You can't go in there anyway. You're not authorized. You'll set off the alarm again.
Not if I switch on my radiation unit.
No, no, you little fool. You can't.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, what am I doing here? What am I doing with this gun?
Give it to me. All right, that's better.
I just hope there is some explanation.
I think maybe, General, I can give you that.
Okay, Trish. From what Jenny has been able to tell me and from what you've guessed, I'm ready to go all the way down the line with both of you. So I'm going to turn off the Magna projector.
Dare we risk it?
To free us from fear, to end this threat hanging over the world, we have to.
Our last protection against them.
Let them start through the belt, as they're doing this minute. Then, when they're inside it, we'll have them trapped. And we turn the radiation back on again and destroy them.
Did that really work, Daddy?
I believe so.
After all these years, free.
No, we'd have to keep working at it. Freedom isn't bought. It has to be fought for. Let's flip that switch and buy the future.
The Green Horde space fleet, carrying the deadly virus germs, had penetrated deep into the radiation band. When the Magna projector was turned on again, all of them were fragmented to dust, ending the whole threat of the other world from outer space forever. I'll be back shortly. 3-4. Well, as I said in the beginning, it was a let's suppose story. But between you and me, forgetting the old folks who were like the Doobie Bird, mightn't it just have happened? What's a Doobie Bird? Oh, that's a bird who flies backwards because he doesn't care where he's going. He just wants to see where he's been. Cast included Jada Rowland, Russell Horton, E.V. Juster, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.
Every day.